Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 502 Beningo on a ridiculously early Saturday, 888-808-1019. The phone number here to 7 o'clock, the Big Blue Preview Show, as they get ready to go down to Philly and play the Eagles. That should be an interesting game after they beat him a couple weeks ago. Nico Skolatis on the other side of the glass. You know, I don't know where to start. I'm going to start with this. And I want to get to this NBA gambling nonsense and all of this. It's unbelievable. It really is. At least the Knicks. Let me do a positive before I get into all the negatives. All right? At least the Knicks look good. They're off to a 2-0 start. Beat Boston last night. Didn't see the game because it's on Prime Video. I mean, what the hell is that? I mean, come on. Game 2? I think the Mets did the same thing in the beginning of the season. You know, game one was on SNY, and then the second game of the season was on Prime Video. I mean, come on. So I didn't see it. I'm not paying money for that nonsense. So anyway, but nice win. Big game for Brunson, Towns. You know, one thing, and I don't want to get too much into it. It's early in the season. They're 2-0. You know, they're going to win their 50-plus games. You know, it's all about winning the championship to me. You know, anything short of a championship is not good enough. Even getting to the finals, you got to win. You know, it's 52 years without a championship. I mean, you know, they're the kings of the brutal playoff losses, you know, for the last 40 years. You know what I mean? So, please. But they got a good team. They're good. The one takeaway that you get from Mike Brown is actually playing like 10 guys a night. I mean, how about that? I mean, that's the big difference so far with two games from what we've seen with Thibodeau in the last few years and with Brown. Brown's playing everybody. So you got to be happy with that. They got a much deeper bench than they've had, you know, for the last few years. Even Kolek is getting playing time now. So that's good to see. So the Knicks are off to a nice start, 2-0. Always good to beat the Celtics. And they will go to Miami. I guess that game's Sunday in Miami. So that's the positive. You know, Knicks are off to a nice start, 2-0 and all of that. But, again, it's all about the playoffs with the Knicks when all is said and done. Now I'm going to get to the negatives. What's going on with my football team? What a disaster they are. I mean, you hear me say this all the time, but they are at the point now, the Jets, where it can't get any worse than it is. I mean, you got this head coach who thinks he's a combination of Bill Belichick, Bill Parcells, Tom Landry, Bill Walsh. She thinks he's all these guys. He hasn't won a game in the NFL as head coach. His team is an absolute disgrace. They're a freaking laughingstock. And you do not name it's Saturday, the day before the game. What is this BS that he has not named his starting quarterback yet? Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. This guy is lost. He's lost. And I'm telling you, man, I blame the owner. It all goes down to Woody Johnson. You know, we had Aaron Rodgers here. Wanting to be on our team. You know, this wasn't Brett Favre, you know, back in 2008 who couldn't wait to get the hell away from the Jets and go play for the Minnesota Vikings. No. This guy, Aaron Rodgers, future Hall of Fame quarterback, first ballot Hall of Famer, he wanted to be here. And they basically kicked his ass right out the door. Are you really? And now we're stuck with this absolute crap that Woody Johnson, because he listened to Aaron Glenn, gave this guy who cannot play in the NFL, Justin Fields, $30 million guaranteed. Are you kidding me? The guy can't even complete a pass. He's terrible. And I know, I mean, what else can you say? And you're not naming who the quarterback is tomorrow? You know what? You know the deal. Here's the deal. Look, you know that Glenn wants to play Fields because that's his guy, right? Let's be honest. That's his guy. He convinced Woody Johnson that this is my guy. I'm going to develop him. He never got coached right. Never got coached right. So last year, he's playing for one of the future Hall of Fame head coach in Mike Tomlin. One of the top five coaches in the NFL, not even debatable. And Mike Tomlin had his team with Fields as the starter at 4-2, and he benched them for, you know, what used to be Russell Wilson. Really? What does that tell you? He had a winning record with Fields, and he still couldn't wait to get him the hell off the field. And Aaron Glenn, okay, who is not a pimple on Mike Tomlin's rear end as a head coach, certainly not to this point. He says, my guy, I'm going to turn Justin Fields into a star quarterback. That's basically what he, you know, without using those words, is what he was trying to do, what he thinks, what he thought he could do. And look at the mess they are now. What a disgrace. And I put it all on Woody Johnson. You know, yeah. Sometimes you got to put your ego aside. For whatever the deal was with Rodgers, how do you let this guy walk? And look what he's doing in Pittsburgh. They're 4-2, and they lost last week to Cincinnati. He's thrown 14 touchdown passes in, what is it, 6 games so far. 14! His team is 4-2. You know they're making a playoff. You know, there's no doubt about it that the Steelers are probably going to win the division and are definitely making the playoffs. And tomorrow they play the Packers, and you know that Rodgers wants that game bad against Green Bay. You think he wanted the game against the Jets bad? They triple that against the Packers tomorrow. But this is why this franchise is the laughingstock of professional sports, and that's what they are. They're the worst run franchise in North America right now. Not even debatable. And that this guy, who, like I said, he thinks he's some great freaking head coach, is not telling anybody the day before the game who his starting quarterback is a joke. And like I said, you know he wants to play Fields, but he knows if he wants to win, he really needs to play Tyrod Taylor. But he wants to play Fields because that's his guy. So I don't know what they're going to do. But does it really matter? Do you think they have a chance tomorrow against the Bengals? Joe Flacco is going to kill him. No Sauce Gardner, no Garrett Wilson, right? Really? T. Higgins and Jamar Chase, these guys are going to have a field day against that secondary tomorrow. Oh, my God. Oh, it's so bad. I've been rooting for this team since 1965. This is the bottom of the barrel. And there's been a lot of, there's been a lot of times where we've been way down there. But now, I mean, we are in a place where this, and this is saying a lot, where this franchise has never been. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
What a joke. This coach is a joke. I mean, look, I know it's only 7 games, and I know, look, we know the deal. Jimmy Johnson went 1-15 his first year. Dan Campbell went 1-14-1, right? Parcells was 3-12-1. Belichick, we know what happened in Cleveland. His first year in New England, he was 5-11. We could go on and on, right? We know. But right now, Aaron Glenn is showing no signs that he has any chance to beat this head coach 3 years from now. No chance. I just, God. I don't even know if they're going to win a game. I'm like, what game are they winning? Can they beat Miami at home? Maybe. Can they beat the Saints in New Orleans? The Giants couldn't beat them, and the Giants are a far better team than the Jets are. At least the Giants have I know the Giants blew that big lead to Denver last week, but at least they got a quarterback. At least you're a Giant fan. He's like, well, you know what? I don't know if we have a head coach, but we got a quarterback. We got some young players here. We got a little juice. I think Philly's going to kill him tomorrow, but, I mean, so what? You look and it's all about, you know, what is this quarterback going to be? And I'll tell you right now, Jackson Dart, 4 games into his NFL career, is way ahead of where Eli Manning was 4 years into his NFL career, 4 games into his NFL career. But if you're a Jet fan right now, man, it just doesn't get any worse than it is right now. And for this head coach who has done absolutely nothing as a head coach in the NFL to be acting like I said, like he's Bill Parcells, and he's not telling the media or the fans who his quarterback is the day before the game? Competitive advantage? Come on. What a disgrace. What a freaking disgrace. And again, the person that gets the most blame is the owner, Woody Johnson. Woody, please, I'm begging you, sell the damn team. Do all our Jet fans a favor and sell the team. You know, I talk to all my Jet fan buddies, a lot of guys who've had season tickets for a long time. They're not going to renew anymore. Why would you want to? You can buy a ticket basically for any game you want to go to $20 or whatever. Certainly, you know, way under whatever the normal price is. Why the hell would you want to waste money on season tickets for this garbage? Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. It really is.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The 3 conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.